Title, 2024 in Review, California Climate Change Legislation, Policy, and Regulation. Content, as we enter 2025 amid the devastating Los Angeles fires, 1, and with a new presidential administration, we continue our series of yearly reviews of the most significant governmental actions taken by the state of California relevant to climate change in the previous year. 2, unless otherwise specified, the legislation discussed herein is effective as of January 1, 2025. Climate Corporate Data Accountability Act Senate Bill, SB 219 amends the Climate Corporate Data Accountability Act, SB 253, and the Climate-Related Financial Risk Act, SB 261-3, and consolidates both under the unified title of the Climate Corporate Data Accountability Act, CCDAA. Specifically, SB 219 delays the deadline for the California Air Resources Board, CRB, to establish regulations implementing the CCDAA from January 1, 2025, to July 1, 2025. It further amends the previous legislation to authorize, instead of require, CARB to partner with third-party emissions or climate reporting organizations to collect and make relevant data publicly available. SB 219 also provides additional flexibility concerning the reporting of Scope 3 emissions, previously required to be reported within 180 days of Scope 1 and Scope 2 emissions, by allowing CARB to set a separate timeline for the reporting of Scope 3 emissions as part of its rulemaking process. Finally, SB 219 permits reporting entities to consolidate their emissions reports at the parent company level and allows payment of the statutory annual fee at any time, as opposed to at the time of filing. Geothermal and Gas Streamlining Geothermal Projects Assembly Bill, AB 1359 amends Section 3715.5 of the Public Resources Code to streamline the environmental review process for geothermal exploratory projects under the California Environmental Quality Act, CEQA. AB 1359 is classified as an urgency statute and, as such, took effect upon signature by Governor Gavin Newsom on September 27, 2024, to help accelerate the deployment of geothermal energy projects as part of California's renewable energy generation goals. This bill simplifies the process for applicants of geothermal exploratory projects, 4, by allowing counties to take on lead agency roles, potentially expediting project approvals. The Geologic Energy Management Division, CalGEM, is designated as the lead agency for geothermal exploratory projects. However, upon request, the county where the project is located must assume lead agency responsibilities, as defined by CEQA, regardless of whether it has a geothermal element in its general plan. If a county takes on the lead agency role, it must work with CalGEM to ensure all necessary information for environmental review is included, supporting CalGEM's role as a responsible agency, as defined by CEQA. The previous requirement for counties to complete lead agency duties within 135 days has been removed, allowing more flexibility in managing project timelines. Reforming Approach to Idle Oil and Gas Wells AB 1866 amends sections of the Public Resources Code to address issues related to idle oil and gas wells in California. The bill increases fees for operators of idle wells, including those idle for less than 3 years, with fees escalating based on the duration a well has been inactive. Operators must file a management plan for all idle wells, not just long-term idle wells, by May 1st each year, focusing on prioritizing wells for plugging and abandonment based on specific criteria, such as proximity to sensitive receptors and potential threats. Wells that cannot be accessed or are subject to more stringent court-approved settlement agreements are exempt from these requirements. Local Control Over Oil and Gas Operations AB 3233 empowers local governments, such as cities and counties, to impose their own restrictions, including on method or location, or prohibitions on oil and gas operations within their jurisdictions through local ordinances. These local regulations can be more stringent than state laws, particularly in areas related to public health, climate, and environmental protection. If a local entity chooses to limit or prohibit these operations, responsible operators must adhere to existing regulations concerning the plugging and abandoning of wells and the decommissioning of production facilities. Overall, AB 3233 represents a significant shift in California's regulatory framework by Decentral.